It is time for us to check sports here this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And the Mets, who own the Yankees in the first series of this season between the Yankees and the Mets. Well, the Mets and Yankees got together at Yankee Stadium last night to play a game. And Mr. Judge decided to show up.
Driven to deep right field. Marte back, turning, looking. See ya. There's the home run. Number 47, and the Yankees lead 2-0.
Looks like Max Scherzer kind of just outsmarted himself. The last fastball, he snuck right down the middle. Judge took, thinking he could do it again. Not this time.
Also, I wonder, David, Max Scherzer doesn't seem like he would pitch around anybody. Other pitchers, they dealt like he was Barry Bonds, and I think Scherzer's not afraid of anybody.
No, not at all. I think Scherzer smelled blood. He thinks maybe Judge was sitting on slider because he struck him out with those sliders the first time up.
So there you go. Of course, when you break all this down, the Yankees won the game. We'll mention that in just a second. They beat the Mets 4-2. Meanwhile, in other games, the Kansas City Royals beat the White Sox 6-4. Philadelphia over Cincinnati 4-1. Atlanta over Pittsburgh 2-1. The Angels lost to Tampa Bay 2-1. Texas over Minnesota 2-1. Chicago lost to St. Louis 1-0. Oakland fell to Miami 3-0. Milwaukee over the Dodgers 4-0. That's the way that stands. And looking at the standings, the Yanks, who last time we looked about 10 days ago, had a, it was a 11-game lead, now have an 8-game lead over Tampa Bay. Toronto 8.5 back, Baltimore 11 back, and the Red Sox 14.5 back. But Baltimore is 63-58 on the year. And so they have rebuilt and are now ready to move on in the future. Cleveland has a 2-game lead over Minnesota in the Central, and Houston has a 11.5 game lead over Seattle in the AL West. The NL East tightened up a little bit. The Mets have a 3-game lead over Atlanta, Philadelphia 11 back, Miami 25 back, and Washington 37 back. Oof. In the NL Central, St. Louis has a 5-game lead over Milwaukee. And in the West, the Dodgers have a 17.5 game lead. 17.5 game lead over San Diego. Not to worry, Dodger fans. You have the division wrapped up. There's no doubt about that. Looks like the LIV Golf League will have 7 new additions to that league, including Cameron Smith. He has signed a $100 million deal to join them. That's a significant addition for them. 7 of them have competed at the St. Jude Classic, and they're now expected to go over to the other league. Anyway, it's just really pretty horrible what golf is going through right now. Can't say anything more than that. Bad for the sport overall. All right. Other sports news. Tom Brady's returned to training camp. Nixed all the wild theories that have been going on. And in sort of sports news, the State Department makes a clear stance on Dennis Rodman's travel to Russia. Rodman said he's gotten permission. He told NBC News he got permission to travel to Russia. Yesterday, the State Department was asked about that, said, quote, well, We've seen through the media, and really only through the media, that Dennis Rodman has said he intends to travel to Russia. I want to be clear, he is. He would not be traveling on behalf of the U.S. government. End quote. So he might be going over there, and he's going to talk about her release, but not at the behest of our government, according to our government. All right? So that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.